This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in medical school, we had to learn about every disease that existed back then. We got some new diseases now. When I was in medical school, there was hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and non-AB hepatitis. So we now call hepatitis C. I'm not sure why back in the 90s we didn't figure out to call it hepatitis C. But it's apparently new. They knew hepatitis C existed, but they called it non-A, non-B. It's really kind of cool to see what the new students are learning, which didn't technically exist when I went to school. In fact, I was helping Stone with this physics homework, and they have, like, giga, and they have a lot of, like, weird names and quantities that we didn't have when I took physics. So, but leprosy was big. We had to learn about leprosy, which is caused by bacteria. And leprosy was one of those things where it wasn't necessarily eradicated, because we still see about 200,000 cases a year, but we really don't see it in America. Except for a peninsula, we believe there's still about 6 patients with leprosy on a peninsula in Hawaii. We'll talk about in a second. But I guess one of the big headlines today is leprosy may be making a comeback, because they're starting to see cases in Los Angeles because of their big homeless population. Well, Los Angeles is just big population anyway. I mean, Los Angeles, so whenever you use big population and Los Angeles is kind of being redundant. But they have a large homeless population. Not because it's Los Angeles' fault, it's because they have a lot of people. So they're concerned that because of what happened with hepatitis A back in, I believe that was with 214 to 16 with, you know, what happened in San Diego. And, you know, because of close quarters and, you know, us not getting a grip on how to combat, you know, disease when you have thousands of people that don't have sanitation, don't have homes, they think leprosy can make a comeback. They say 60,000 people are right now at risk. Now, leprosy, it is contagious. But it's contagious not so much by touching other people. It's by droplet transmission. So if somebody spits on you or, you know, kisses you or you share a utensil, you could get leprosy. And basically leprosy, let me just quickly kind of review some things for you here. Leprosy, when you see the pictures, you're going to see old pictures where the lesions, they could be on the face and arms and legs. And it's a bacteria that basically consumes you. And it was very, very hard to treat. I mean, it would affect people in the Middle Ages centuries ago, and they didn't really have a lot of home remedies to treat it. Now we have antibiotics. So if you get leprosy, we give you antibiotics. You're good. You're good. But it is terrifying, and there could be also a lot of sequelae from it as well. And so, you know, this droplet transmission, people say, well, leprosy isn't that contagious. Yeah, it is. It is. Droplet transmission. How many of you guys spit when you talk? I always spit when I talk. You know, because it's just, I just, you know, I'm very well hydrated. I drink a lot of water. And so when I speak and I really want to, I got food in my teeth too. Do I have food in my teeth? I don't know if I have food in my teeth. But anyway, so when I have food in my teeth. So not only do I spit fluid, I spit food. So that's a big problem. So the Mycobacterium leprae, which is the bacteria that causes it, Mycobacterium, I believe it has this wall. It's a very similar bacteria to tuberculosis, but it's not tuberculosis. But that's what makes it a little harder to kill. You can't just take a penicillin or a Z-Pak and knock the sucker out. So the symptoms usually include a lot of skin sort of symptoms. But, you know, it could also cause a lot of muscle weakness, and you get pretty, pretty sick. Now, there's a bunch of different forms of it. But usually right now, we could at least treat it with antibiotics. But fancier ones. Now, what could be a sequelae if we don't treat it? So let's say we have a homeless population and they don't have health care. They don't have Obamacare. Okay? They can't access the exchange. What happens with them? Well, if they have these sores, they'll just fester. You know? Maybe they might, you know, get thrown some Neosporin or something, but that just doesn't cut it. So then, unfortunately, it could cause blindness, it could cause disfiguration, kidney failure. A lot of people don't realize that leprosy could cause kidney failure, could cause muscle weakness, could damage, not to mention because this engulfs parts of the body. So, like, if it engulfs the nose, you might not be able to smell. You know, if it engulfs around the eye, it could affect the eye. In fact, it could even increase pressure in the eye and cause blindness there. And then it, unfortunately, can hit the brain. And when it does hit the brain, that could be deadly. So we have two things we need to kind of address. One is, all right, the homeless population. And two is this resurgence of a disease that should have really been under control. Now, there's a variety of different sources. Some say there's 180,000 cases a year. Others say 250,000 cases a year. You'll see Hansen's disease. It's used interchangeably. It's called leprosy. But I guess Hansen, I'm not sure where he got his name on that. But, you know, it wasn't called Hansen's disease when I went to school. I don't think it was. We called it leprosy. So some guy named Hansen now gets his name on the disease. I really predict in my lifetime there's going to be an STD with my name on it. It's going to be, yeah, I got a bad case of Dahlia. And they're like, man, you got the Dahlias? Like, yeah, I got the Dahlias really bad. Like, damn, I hate Dahlias. So, yeah, but you know what? If that's going to be my legacy, that's my legacy, okay? So, So I really want to quickly tell you guys. So in Hawaii, is it Molokai? Wait a second. What's the island? It's a peninsula. Now, the peninsula is called Kalaupapa. Kalaupapa is on the island of Molokai. And that's where, in the 1800s, they would ship people that had leprosy. And then I think when babies would be born, they would take the babies away so the babies wouldn't get leprosy. Unfortunately, a lot of people didn't want to go there and give food. So they expected them to just farm the land. They would do, you know, shipments when they could, but it wasn't paradise for them, unfortunately. And from what I understand, there's about six people still there, if I have that correct, six people, still there with leprosy. And so, frightening. So our homeless population is something that just doesn't make the headlines. All right, a lot of us have homeless populations. We see it in Nevada. We see it everywhere. And what we don't realize is not only hepatitis and typhoid can resurge, but also leprosy. So we need to do better when it comes to our homeless population. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, no point.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So this caught my eye. All right. Wow. How many of you guys accidentally get some extra change? And you don't really realize it till you get home, or you have an extra burger in your fast food bag, and you're like, oh, they gave me a free burger. Do you go back and give back the burger? No. Especially since I can't tell you how many times I've ordered Chinese or, you know, burgers or whatever, and not everything is in the bag. So, you know, we let it go. If, however, somebody gives me the wrong change, I will, just because there's cameras around and stuff, go, oh, wait, I think you gave me too much. And I will do that. Okay, just because I don't want to look like I'm stealing, you know? And I shouldn't feel that way. I shouldn't feel like I'm stealing if somebody gives me extra money accidentally. Because they gave it to me. Maybe they gave it to me because I'm cute. Maybe they gave it to me because they're being generous. But I just feel like it's stealing, so I'm like, here, take it back. Well, looks like it is stealing, because a Pennsylvania couple allegedly went on a massive spending spree after $120,000 mistakenly got into their account, and now they're in trouble. So $120,000 was mistakenly deposited to their bank account, and Robert Williams and his wife Tiffany Williams appeared in court Tuesday after they spent 2.5 weeks blowing through this windfall that they got. They spent it on their cars, their bills, and a camper. So, what's going to happen to them? They've been arraigned on charges for theft and receiving stolen property. State police said that BB&T Bank deposited the money into the couple's account on May 31st in a clerical error by a bank teller. But by June 19th, so within 20 days, they had spent most of it on purchases, including an SUV, 2 four-wheelers, and a car trailer. They also used it on bills, car repairs, cash purposes, and they gave $15,000 to friends. So, I bring this up because would the average person contact the bank? And then, if it was the bank's mistake, you see, what I think the bank should do, okay, this is what I would do, okay? The couple got the money. Yeah, they should have gone to the bank. But I don't think they have to go to jail. What I think they should do is the bank should go to the courts and have the courts now find a means to get the money back where they, you know, take out a future paychecks, etc. And so they have to pay the money back. If they can't pay the money back altogether right now because they spend on other things, then they have to over time spend that money back. You know, pay that money back. I don't think they have to go to jail. So, on June 20th, the bank contacted Tiffany about the mistake and to notify her that the money would be taken out of the account. Unfortunately, I guess she overdrafted by $107,000. And then I guess got overdraft fees. She told the bank that she would speak to her husband and attempt to construct a repayment agreement. Now, that's nice. The only problem is the couple went dark on the bank. So then authorities had to be contacted to help recoup the stolen money. So Robert admitted to investigators in late July that he and his wife had known the mislaid money did not belong to them, but they spent it anyway. So, all right, that stinks. That, you know, so that's where they're in trouble. She was going to work on a plan with them to give them the money back, and they decided, no, you know, we spent it already, we're going to go dark. Well, police got involved. So that's tricky. You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of things people do that are not legal, but they're legal. There's really no laws against that. And then you have things that are illegal that put people in jail when there's worse things out there that aren't. You know, like, for example, I think the following, and I wouldn't call it illegal, but something I think that is a wrongdoing is you have kids, you have a wife who's a homemaker, you are the primary breadwinner, and you run off with your mistress and you dump them. All right, with no notice. You could instead file for divorce. You could warn the family. You could, but you don't. You just bail on them. And now the wife, who has spent years supporting you and has kids or whatever, is stuck. Now, this is kind of why divorces get so bad. And this is why the court system tries to protect housewives and things like that, you know, with community property estates and things like that, because people would be devastated because now the breadwinner's gone. And she wasn't a breadwinner because she had to be home to raise the kids. So I think something like that, you know, there has to be certain kind of, maybe not laws, but certain provisions in place where you just can't dump the wife and kids. Okay? You know, you have to either warn them, you have to, you know, have a graduated changeover because the kids are just devastated, you know, the family's torn apart, that kind of thing. But that's not really an illegal thing or whatever. Yet, you know, a bank accidentally giving you money, so you're like, okay, great, looks like we have this money, we're going to spend it. That can throw you in jail. You see, I don't know. I don't know. There's, you know, things that just don't make sense. I mean, I've seen people fired for things that they didn't do anything wrong. It's just people were, you know, kind of worried that their job was going to be on the line, so they're like, oh, that person's too smart, let's get rid of them. Yet then I see people who do evil, just do evil, and they keep their jobs and get promoted. I don't understand that. And, you know, I don't mean to sit here and do a segment on Life Isn't Fair, because you would think, you know, me being middle-aged right now, yeah, not 31, me being middle-aged, I would kind of already have, you know, shed most of my naivety, but I don't. I don't understand why people who do evil keep their jobs and get rewarded, and people who do good don't. You know, or somebody that dedicates their life to the kids and the family gets screwed. Because what's going to happen is people are going to then be less generous. They're going to be less nice. You know, I worked in a place where people warned me to go with the flow, and no matter how, what bad thing I saw, to just support it. Because if I didn't, I could lose my job. Oh, hell no! No! But it explains why you have a lot of people just in an institution or business or firm go with the flow. You're like, but it's wrong. Why are you supporting that? It's wrong. It doesn't matter. They don't want to lose their job. So I start to notice people change and they become jaded. And they become evil. And that's a real big problem. This idea of, well, you know, I want to save my job. I heard of a couple that wanted a bank loan. And the bank loan, they had good credit. It was going to be a great purchase. The bank would have benefited. The people would have benefited. It would have been fantastic. But there was somebody within the bank that kept trying not to let it happen. And we don't know why. Just kept being a sore and, you know, just like a needle in their, and a lot of you guys probably have had experiences with this. Go, wait a second. There's nothing wrong. Why is one person messing with me? Well, one, the person could be kooky, but the other thing was that that person might have gotten in trouble by their job. And so they're going with the flow. Now, the reason why I bring this up is we're going to be talking more about telemedicine. One of my listeners is very, very upset that they couldn't get treatment when they called their telemedicine. And telemedicine is starting to fall under corporate America, where things may happen that don't really make sense. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
I'm a walking in the rain. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump presents a Medal of Valor to several police officers while honoring some civilian heroes from the recent mass murders in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
These incredible patriots responded to the worst violence and most barbaric hatred with the best of American courage, character, and strength.
In all, 5 civilians from Texas and 6 police officers from Ohio are being recognized. 18 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks left thousands of Americans dead, the Senate Homeland Security Committee is taking a look at the new threats Americans are facing. Committee Chair and Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson lays out the goals.
To look back and assess what has transpired since that awful day, what actions were taken, what has and what has not been effective, and maybe most important, what has changed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want to read you this email, and I have to leave the name out, and I have to leave the telemedicine company out. It's not a telemedicine company I work for. But she writes, on Saturday night, my baby had a 104 fever and was fussy. He wouldn't eat and was pulling on his ears all night, so I knew he had an ear infection. I called blank for an antibiotic, but the doctor refused to treat us. He kept telling us we had to take him to an urgent care, but all urgent cares close at 5 p.m. in my area. What the hell? Aren't doctors supposed to help? And she kind of talks about him being cold and, you know, not willing to oblige. And so I thought we got to bring this up. Telemedicine, as you know, is the new primary care. So rather than you having to sit in a doctor's office for 2-3 hours, assuming the doctor can take you, or an urgent care, there are now tons of companies out there, or even through your insurance, where you could call and within an hour be on the phone with a doctor, a nurse practitioner, or PA, being able to give you medical advice. It is one of the most fantastic services I've ever seen. And I work for a couple companies, and it is, I love my job. I love my job. I love my patients. Very, very cool. And I really see a lot of good. However, it grew faster than the population, the infrastructure was ready for. Okay, you know how I talk about that with marijuana? I think we legalized marijuana too fast before we had the infrastructure ready. Like, what are we going to do about kids smoking? What are we going to do about figuring out, you know, if somebody's under the influence when they drive? Sometimes we do things too fast before society is ready. And that's kind of the problem we're having right now with telemedicine. So I'm on this mom's side, but then I'm also on the doctor's side on this one. Okay? Somebody thinks they got the memo where if your kid has a 104 fever and is really sick, that you would get a very accurate exam over a telephone. And I'm not sure when medicine changed where a phone consult is as good as an in-person visit, but it isn't. You know, medicine hasn't changed. And I even noticed over the weekend that you had a lot of people demanding things because now there's services over the phone. And they should be able to, over the phone, get something if they want it. But medicine, the art of medicine hasn't changed. It is changing. It's being forced to change. And I think sometimes we are doing things half-assed. You know? But we'll see what happens with lawsuits and, you know, if people get sued for misdiagnosing over the phone, we'll have to see what happens with that because then that'll change the course of things. But right now, since telemedicine is providing such an amazing, you know, benefit to people who don't have access to a doctor, then it's, you know, it's right now we could do no wrong. So the problem with what happened here is we can't diagnose an ear infection over the phone because we can't look at the ear and look in the ear. Now, a child pulling on an ear is probably an ear infection, but not 100% of the time. Maybe there's something in the ear. Maybe Big Brother stuck something in the kid's ear and it got infected. Some ear infections with grown-ups are big pieces of wax. Sometimes it's an outer inner ear, an outer ear infection or an inner ear. Swimmer's ear is where you have pus along the canal. Inner ear infection is an inner ear infection. And you can get both with swimming. But they just use swimmer's ear for the outer, even though you could get it for both. So when somebody has ear pain, they could even have another thing going on where they have their eustachian tube has an issue where you have pressure within the sinuses causing pressure behind the ear. You know how whenever you guys go diving or you swim underwater, your ears start to feel pain? Well, that's not an ear infection. That's eustachian tube issues. And then you got to kind of clear your eustachian tubes. And that's where you kind of hold your nose and you blow a little bit and and you open up your ears. So when somebody has ear pain, it could be an inner ear infection, outer ear infection, wax, a foreign body stuck in their ear, or eustachian tube dysfunction. And we're supposed to, over the phone, figure out what's going on. Well, many telemedicine companies, the good ones, have guidelines. And these guidelines basically tell us, look, if it's going to be something like a pediatric ear infection, someone's got to look at the ear. And you can't really be, you know, treating that over the phone. There were cases even with adult ear infections where somebody got antibiotics 3 times, and it turned out there was wax in his ear. You know, so I would even make that argument with even with a grown-up. If we can't really look inside, you know, we probably shouldn't be diagnosing it. So if the doctor recommended taking a baby with a 104 fever to an urgent care ER. He was kind of right. I hate to say that, but, I mean, your kid has a fever. Maybe he's starting to have meningitis. He's fussy. He's not eating. There could be a lot of reasons for that. Maybe it's strep. Maybe he's got a sinus issue. I don't know. But a high fever in a kid needs to be looked at in person. That's how I look at it. In fact, when I was working urgent care, we would have kids come in with diarrhea. They would have diarrhea. Mom's like, I don't know why they have diarrhea. I don't get it. There's no fever. And I'm like, well, let me look at the ears. He could be having an ear infection. And I can't tell you how many kids had ear infections and their only presenting complaint issue was diarrhea. So kids present differently than adults. And so I'm, you know, less reluctant, you know, to prescribe stuff over the phone. But where this mom is mad is the doctor wouldn't acquiesce to her requests. And she was begging him, basically, for antibiotics. She was begging. There was no urgent care open. An ER was, I don't know how many miles away, expensive, and the doctor wouldn't bend and just write an antibiotic. Well, this is what I was talking about in terms of the job. All right? You can lose your job if you don't follow guidelines. Doctors aren't practicing the way they used to, where they were their own boss and was like, here, take this, you know, call me if you need anything, I'll do it over the phone. When you have a boss, you could get fired. And so people are getting frustrated because some of the most autonomous, independent son of a guns were us doctors. I'd be like, oh, to hell with that. I'm just going to take it off now. I don't like the lesion. I don't want you waiting for dermatology. I'll remove it now. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Or, you know what, fine, if your insurance won't cover it, I'll just cover it. I'll just pay for it. Yes. We have that autonomy. You know, we're closed. This woman was banging on our glass door saying, please, can you see me? You know, I asked my nurse if she didn't mind my paid overtime just for us to see this patient. She was like, yeah, I'll stay. We took care of the patient. Patient later turned on us. That was the one that, you know, didn't want the bill and tried to claim that I didn't see her that day, yet we had sent lab specimens on her. And, you know, the insurance was like, sorry, we shouldn't have bothered you with this. So, you know, people turn on you, but it's a whole other story. But when I own my own place, I could do whatever. Not whatever in terms of bad medicine, but I had that liberty to go, you know what? Okay, you know, I have this flexibility. When you work for somebody, your goal is to keep your job. That I don't like. When it comes to medicine, the patient should always come first. But when you have a job, and you have an employer and you have a company, the company has to come first. That, to me, doesn't mix when it comes to medicine, but it's going to have to. So a lot of you are going to be kind of frustrated, and I'm just going to tell you right now, you know, if your kid is sick, yes, we do have telemedicine companies, fantastic telemedicine companies out there, but I would very, very strongly suggest, you know, when in doubt, still have somebody in person look at things, because you might say, oh, they're pulling on their ear, and they might have just touched their ear once, and that's not exactly what they're doing. So let, you know, the professionals take a look at your kid. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, this is one of those no-D studies, the older you get, the harder it is to lose weight. And so there was a study that found that people have less ability to burn fat as they age. Well, duh. But researchers think they now know why. So scientists in Sweden and France tracked 54 adults over the course of 13 years and analyzed their fat stores. They found that as the volunteers aged over that 13-year period, the rate at which fat from their fat cells was removed and stored slowed down. Researchers hope their findings could lead to new drugs or treatments, which could help middle-aged, you know, people like me not gain so much weight. The study was led by academics at Karolinska Institute and Uppsala University in Sweden and the University of Lyon in France. Now, previous studies have found a number of reasons for weight gain in old age, from hormonal fluctuations to muscle loss. The new findings, published in Nature Medicine, show the internal processes that drive middle age spread for the first time. Now, Professor Peter Arner, one of the study's authors based at Karolinska, said that it was the lipid turnover, and that occurred independently of other factors. Professor Arner of the University Cell and Microbiology Department said this could open up new ways to treat obesity. They said if we understand the lipid dynamics and what regulates the size of the fat mass in humans, then maybe we could figure out how to get people to lose weight. Those who, I guess during the study, all of the participants showed decreases in lipid turnover in the fat tissue, regardless of whether they gained or lost weight. Those who didn't compensate for that by eating less calories gained a fifth of their body weight. So they found people gaining 20% if they didn't eat less calories as they aged. Over the course of the study, 15 participants gained weight, 19 remained roughly the same, and 20 lost more than 7% of their body weight. But even those that lost weight and remained the same experienced a decrease in their fat-burning ability. So, okay, what happens with hormones? Well, Daily Mail kind of reviews this really nicely. So with men, you got testosterone. So testosterone is a hydrophobic molecule. It likes to stick to fat, and they say less fat lingers around the middle of the abdomen. And so I guess testosterone and your testosterone metabolism might somehow, you know, be able to attract fat so it doesn't deposit. Now, testosterone also helps build muscle, helps fuel metabolism, maintains insulin sensitivity, so that helps prevent diabetes. If your testosterone levels lower, then the body will store fat. Equally, obesity impairs the production of testosterone. So the fatter you are, the more estrogen. Estrogen will negatively feedback your testosterone. As men age, testosterone levels gradually decrease at a rate of 1% a year at the age of 30, and that's when we start to see belly fat creep in. So testosterone isn't all of it, but it could be a big part. Now, what about women? Well, women have progesterone and estrogen. Higher levels of estrogen contribute to fat formation, and the more fat you have, the more estrogen. So it's a snowball effect. Now, in younger women, we have more progesterone, so the progesterone can also offset it. But when you're 35 on, levels of both hormones decrease leading up to menopause. Progesterone levels decrease at a faster rate, so fat tissue forms at a less controllable rate than before. And, you know, it's interesting because I started to gain weight after 35. And I was like, what the hell? I was skinny until my late 30s. I'm like, what the hell? Okay, now, when you age, you start losing muscle. So, which is why we always tell people to lift weights, not heavy weights. I don't want you blowing the disc. But we tell you to keep, you know, doing reps and things like that and try to build muscle. Because if you lose muscle, it slows metabolism. Now, a lot of us will do cardio, and cardio's great, and you still do use muscles and you burn a lot, but you're not so much building muscle. And muscle tissue is the largest consumer of glucose in the body. So if you don't use the glucose, glucose turns to fat. And your body doesn't burn through the carbs like it used to. Now, you've heard this phrase, to work out like a millennial. The problem is as we age, we work out. And we go, like me, I'll be like, you know, I worked out an hour today. But it's not the workout I did in my 20s. It's not. So I'm telling everybody I'm working out. I'm feeling like last night I did a great workout while I was watching the Patriots game. I had a great workout. I sweat, burned a lot of calories, but it was nothing like I did in my 20s. In my 20s, I used to run. I used to run in the snow. I used to run uphill. I don't do that anymore because of my hips and my knees and my back, and I'm older. And the boobs are bigger. It was really easy to do when I had smaller boobs. So I may be saying I'm working out, but it's nothing like I did when I was younger. So they say, experts say it's important that older people do resistance training rather than pure cardiovascular training. Aerobic workouts are beneficial for heart health, but muscle building is important to protect yourself from diabetes and inflammation. So resistance training is where you're kind of using weights or you're pushing against your own body weight, like planking, squats, bicep curls, that kind of stuff. Now, they also suggest what you got to kind of be careful of is the protein. A lot of younger people take protein shakes. And they say that the protein shakes is helping their metabolism. Protein is important, but I'd rather you get the natural protein and not red meat protein. I would rather you get the natural protein that, you know, your body can break down. Because I just think a lot of these protein drinks kind of can mess with your kidneys. But, you know, for people who are vegan or vegetarian, a lot of them, they look skinny, they look great, but I know a lot of overweight vegetarians. And I think you do need the protein, because that helps you with your muscle building. So make sure you're still getting other forms of protein if you're vegetarian or vegan. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to start talking about flu soon. And one study that came out said antibiotics are found to reduce the efficacy of the flu vaccine by disrupting your gut microbiome. So I guess you need your gut microbiome in order for your flu shot to do its work. And antibiotics screw with your gut microbiome. So the research looked at a group of people who got the flu vaccine, and they hypothesized that gut bacteria could play a central role in immune response to vaccinations. So a team of Australian researchers presented this mouse study, finding that antibiotics could severely impair an animal's immune response to vaccinations. And the research focused on young mice as proxies for human babies in the first year of life and specifically examined five vaccines given routinely to infants, like meningitis and whooping cough. Now, an earlier study in 2011 found similar impaired immune responses in animal studies, particularly when mice were bred with no gut microbiome. So now they're starting to look at humans. And so they think what happens is we take an antibiotic and it wipes out a lot of the natural bacteria in our gut. But our gut likes to communicate with the brain. It looks like our gut bacteria have a lot more functions than we think, not just making gas. So our gut microbiome, if it starts to wipe out an antibiotic, that might have an issue when it comes to the flu. Now, the research looked at 22 adults during the 2014-2015 season. Half of the subjects received the flu vaccine as normal. Others half were given antibiotics for 5 days before getting the vaccine. And the antibiotic group showed a 10,000-fold reduction in gut bacteria diversity. But both groups showed comparable levels of antibodies towards the flu after vaccination. So they then had to look at specific strains. And, okay, we're running out of time, so I can't really talk about it. But I think what they're saying is be careful eating, you know, taking a lot of antibiotics because that could mess with your ability to fight off other infection or take to the vaccine. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.